Hummus is the original snack food. People have been eating this chickpea dip for thousands of years. Countries from the Mediterranean to the Middle East lay claim to its invention. But one thing is beyond dispute. As an appetizer or side dish, hummus has real staying power. Hummus is a vegetarian form of protein, which could be why more and more people are choosing to take a dip. The word hummus is Arabic for chickpea, which is, of course, the main ingredient. The chickpeas arrive at the factory in dried form. They ride a conveyor upward, then spill down onto a long vibrating tray. It shakes out heavier contaminants like pebbles or twigs. The contaminants fall into a bin below, while the chickpeas bounce off the tray and into a tub of filtered water to be rinsed. Still dripping wet, it's onto a conveyor with perforated buckets. The water drains from the chickpeas as they're transferred to big tanks. Each tank holds thousands of chickpeas. They add clean water and soak the chickpeas. After 14 hours in the tank, they swell to twice their size and soften up. They pump the softened chickpeas into big trays, which they stack on a cart. Then it's into a huge cylindrical steam cooker that's been preheated to around 124 degrees Celsius. They bake the chickpeas for just over half an hour. This softens them even more and darkens the color. From dried beans to soaked and then cooked. They now transfer the cooked chickpeas to the next conveyor, and they're on their way to being ground to a pulp. This is the grinder, now being reassembled after cleaning. It has two sharp-toothed circular blades. One is stationary and the other revolves. A big turn screw will force the chickpeas through these toothed blades to grind them up. A quick test confirms this grinder is in working order. Meanwhile, the chickpeas have arrived at a hopper above the grinder. As the chickpeas spill into the hopper, they add water and a blend of sunflower and olive oil, followed by salt, garlic, and other dry ingredients. The chickpeas and other ingredients flow into the grinding device below and are turned into a paste. The next ingredient is tahini. It's a thick paste made from ground sesame seeds. Three powerful pumps pulverize the tahini to evenly disperse the particles, so it can now be blended with the chickpea mix. Big steel blades revolve to thoroughly mix all the ingredients in a tank and produce hummus. For different flavored hummus, they add red pepper, more garlic, or other ingredients. After the blended product is pasteurized, a technician takes samples for lab testing for mold, shelf life, and other tests. She also does her own taste test. If the flavor seems even slightly off, they'll put the product on hold and tweak the ingredients. But this batch gets the nod. Meanwhile, plastic containers are queuing for a fill-up. Machinery moves them forward toward piston fillers. The pistons push the creamy hummus out of nozzles and into the tubs. Now filled to the brim with hummus, the tubs travel under a sheet of plastic film. Hot round irons melt the plastic to seal it to the rims. Suctioning devices swoop down to apply the lids, and the hummus heads towards a roll of adhesive-backed labels. A sensor detects the approach of the tubs and triggers a device with little air jets to slap the labels on the lids. This hummus production has gone very smoothly indeed.
Yeah.